Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. You are watching and listening to VFN Radio on VFN TV. Give a big shout out to our Christian Television Network audience. Hello. Here we are. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
The turkey man himself. I just want to say.
The excited turkey
man. Because I had to first go through a time of confession yesterday because I was so convicted when he asked me how was my turkey. And because he worked so hard on it.
What'd you say?
Well, I just said, it was good. It was good. First he says, I haven't heard anything.
Oh, you know? well, he wanted to know.
Yeah, right.
Well, I heard everything on the front
Sometimes
end.
You gotta be careful when you ask that question, right?
Yeah. So that, like, that's probably a sign.
It was good. I mean, it really was. I mean, it had protein value in it, and it had, you know, carbon bond and things like that that could help you in your life. But,
crunch,
you know,
course,
but then I had to, and it was, it's, you know, obviously too, I had a whole bunch of turkey that day. And, but this morning, the reason why I am doing so good this morning is because I got up this morning and had a nice couple slices of fresh turkey breast from Past Turkey.
Wow. This morning,
sandwich.
First thing.
Yeah, wow. it was a sandwich material. It was so good.
Breakfast of champions.
I see.
You know, I just put all that real beautiful stuff that John loves so much, mayonnaise, across it.
Love it.
Yeah,
and white stuff.
I was thinking about having grits with it, but I wasn't sure.
And you're really getting reckless then.
It was really good. I mean, I got protein in me. I mean, I am ready. I'm ready to do this thing. It's just, I just need the protein,
That's
I guess
all you
it
did.
Was. Speaking of mayonnaise, John, hey, it
hey,
is so good.
Hey,
I cannot believe, you know, actually, it's one other person.
Oh, really? My former partner
who's got gray hair. I don't know how he's got gray hair in law enforcement. He's riding horses or something. We're so old, he actually has a horse he rides.
Oh,
he's
wow.
part of the equestrian thing, I'm a chick or whatever. But he would eat sandwiches the way you eat your sandwiches.
Sounds good.
Yeah, just dry.
Great way to have a sandwich.
We
don't need to have any extra stuff in there. It's just very good.
Choke it down. I mean, even his dog didn't even like it dry. I mean, we were actually, you know, we go out, we work for, you know, half a day in law enforcement, and he'd go up there and he says, I'd like a bun with a piece of meat between it. What happened to the lettuce, tomatoes, and all
See,
this?
I like
stuff?
Lettuce I don't, and tomatoes.
I'm not flamboyant or anything. I'm like, how, isn't that something? That is totally wild. So there is somebody else in the world who has a dry taste when it comes to food and all that.
I see.
You do like food.
I do like food.
Yeah, we do like food. We have evidentiary things about and all that, you know, and stuff. And man, I tell you what, I was concerned all last night for Steve because then the oorah was oogon last night when he left yesterday.
Really?
And he was just not feeling good. I was curious, like, what do Marines do at time of battle when they're sick? You know, they got a cold or something?
I don't know.
It's like, Hussein, can you come back tomorrow? I'm not feeling well. And I was like,
as long as there were no roaches involved.
You're a Marine, man. Rah! It's like, okay, all right, I got it. No, I'm just joking. Anyway, I'm just saying. No, I mean, you'd be surprised what the team it takes to bring VFN TV, VFN Radio together. And all the team is not even here yet.
I know, right?
But the team that we do have. And by the way, if God's speaking to you, I'll be part of the team.
Hear him well.
Hear
him
the Marine
well.
In the background. Yeah. Amen.
Do not harden your voice when you...
It took a Marine. We had to get a Marine in here to be able to make up for 10 sailors. No, 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, I was a sailor. I can say that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I can say that. In Navy stands for never again voluntary yourself. Something like that. I'm not sure. What does Army stand for?
I have no idea.
What was it? Aren't ready for the Marines yet.
Wow.
I just want you to know, I've never said that, never heard that until I heard Steve say that. So if you want to contact someone, contact Steve. He was the one looking like this, talking about it says we're not ready for the Marines yet. Hoorah. Hoorah. Well, here we are. We're looking at reality, and sometimes looking at reality just... Okay, that's an adjective. Can't use the adjective. It's just not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, after a while, I could see why somebody wants to bury their head in the sand of denial, but the truth is, God's called us to face it.
Right.
But we face it in faith. And the thing about it, it's not a shrinking heart in regards to looking at the reality, but you got to look at it. You can't go to sleep. You can't go to sleep as a parent. You can't go to sleep as a spouse. You can't go to sleep as a believer. I am so challenged because I'll be speaking on in the beginning of the year at the Dream Center, and I'll encourage you to come be a part of the dream. The VFN Dream Center, go to vfndreamcenter.org to find out more about it. But on God has sent us out. We've been sent out. And I remember when I was trying to negotiate with my brain whether I was going to jump out of a plane or not. Yeah, I'm gonna thank you, Chris, for editing my negotiating period.
Was that edited?
I was hesitant. Only because it was like 10,000.
It's 14,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. Extra 4,000. It was like micro dots. The earth was like a micro dot. And your brain's just going, no, no, no. And the guy that I was strapped to with no shoes on, I think he's from Duck Dynasty.
He said,
I'm sending you out. And my brain's like, no, you're not. And he says, slide over. And I'm like, there is no over. It's only 12-inch wide floor of this plane, you know. And next thing you know is I was grasping onto the doorway negotiating, do I want to jump or not? He was saying, let go. It was kind of hard to hear because I only have four teeth. But in the context of that, I think I was like, what, 20? 20 or something like that?
No, 40.
40.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for record keepers. Love keeps no records of jumps. You know, right? And God's sending us out. And it's almost like that. It really is. Because you watch folks, they'll do anything except for going out.
Mm.
It's like, I'll beat myself. I will give you all my wealth. I'll work day and night. I'll move this pew from this side of the building to that side of the building. I'll put tents up. I'll cook food. I'll do. Please don't make me jump. You know, I was describing in Mariana when I had a chance, honored to be able to speak there once. He said, you know, what do you do? And I said, well, I train people up and kick them out. I mean, you almost have to, you have to force folks to get into the harvest field. And it's like, you're going to be held accountable in your life. You need somebody in your life that challenges you to do what the Lord sent us out to do. And in that, it's facing the reality of the darkness. When you are looking at folks, and The Final Quest is such a good book to read. It really is. Because you'll understand all this demonic activity that's taking place. Because when Jesus sent Paul out, he said, I'm sending you out to free those who are in darkness, to bring them into the light, to free those from the power of Satan to the power of God. And it's like all of a sudden the church doesn't even believe that there is power in darkness. That God did give, Adam did give the authority of this world over to Lucifer, and we take it back through Jesus Christ, but we're constantly taking it back in the authority of men and asking them to make Jesus the Lord of their life. But we have to go, and there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of folks that are held captive. And the biggest captivity of all is religion. I mean, the fact that you won't go out the door, you know, and you jump in your car and you ride rapidly, speed, as a matter of fact, because I was in law enforcement for 10 years, and there was some law enforcement officer who said, watch, and they all sped. All these Christians sped to their buildings. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, don't write them tickets. Don't write them tickets, you know. And then they would speed back home and turn on the game, get the crop pot out, and we do it again for about another 7 days. But it's like this whole under-the-hat experience in God, and we're called to be sent out. And so I'm looking, and we'll be talking about that, you know, coming in a couple of days in the beginning of 2014 about, you know, he sent us out. He sent us out. Out's not strange, in is. And there's a lot of strange things going on when you see how many people's in. So when you're in, you spend a whole bunch of time just in there with each other. You just start losing your mind. It's like, what do you want to do next? I don't know. Let's just play some cards. Let's sing new songs. Let's write plays and stuff. Let's change the carpet. Let's, you know, let's get a new air conditioner system. You know, let's, and it just comes about all this centrifugal type, mentality, when the truth is the world is under darkness. Jesus is sending us out to go bring them from the captivity of darkness to the willingness of the light, follow the light, and to bring them from the power of Satan I mean, think about that. I mean, how much have you heard lately about the power of Satan?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen it, but people don't identify as it. They don't identify as the power of Satan. They go, well, they're just political views are a little different, and their doctrine's a little bit this, and, you know, this is what's going on. It's like, it's either light or dark. There is no gray areas in the context of God. And so I just want to encourage you, begin to just, before you bust into this new year and make any of these, what do you call those things that you make, the weight loss, height, stretch, these different things you do during the year.
No.
Exercise. I know you've never done that. I know for a fact you've never done that.
Oh, no.
Maybe heel purchase, but no. No. What do they call the New Year's resolutions?
Resolutions.
Think about this. This is a resolution. Begin to pray now that God would prepare your heart to hear and be a part of, dear God, send me out. Even if you got to kick my rumpus out, get me out. That's what happened in Jerusalem. Because everybody wanted to stay in Jerusalem. A little help with persecution. People said that couldn't be. Well, if it truly was Lucifer, over all that, he would not have left the apostles in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. They would have been thrown out too. But the leaders stayed there, and the people who were trained up were sent out, and they preached Jesus everywhere they went. And so, you know, just say, oh, dear Lord, the four blood moons are right around the corner. Israel's surrounded. The prime minister of Israel is being rebuked by the former prime minister for taking a stand for the folks. Chaos and confusion. Now our president is talking about going to negotiate with the president of Iran. Dear Lord, kick my rumpus out of this comfort zone. Get me into the field. And if you have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you've been very religious. But you'll understand, if he's the Lord of your life and he said, get thee up and go, guess what you do?
You go.
And then he says, if you're ashamed of me before men, he says, I understand. You had a few issues. You were shy as a kid. It's a spirit of fear. What an innocent name for something that holds someone captive. And just come on in. Just, well, almost thought about done, son. Come on in and enter into the stuff, you know. This is what he says. He says, you wicked and lazy servant. Doesn't he say that?
Yeah.
Sons of Thunder.
Absolutely.
We definitely want to stand in line, right? Can I stand behind Pat when we're walking through the seat? Think about it. Everybody's getting really soft now for the gospel. It's time for you to get thee out of that place and go. And rightly relate to those who understand this is the mandate on your life. There's no such thing as a man of the cloth. That was Tarzan. All of us are the ones called to go into all the world, and to be able to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. Listen, it is dark, yeah, but he's called us to go minister the light to the people in the darkness, and we are the light. Go be the light of the world so they'll see him, and to free them from the power of Satan to the power of God. I want to encourage you. Yeah, we're going to talk about some reality today, but it's for the purpose of you understanding to be the light in this dark situation, to free folks from this stuff in Jesus' name. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a daughter who is currently on active duty in the military. She has been put in charge of founding a youth group within the chapel setting, and the people there have been real resistive as far as fundraising events or some of the other ideas that she would like to implement. She was wondering where she would go to find the information that would make her superiors more comfortable in knowing what the perimeters are.
First, of course, our website has a tremendous amount of information on this issue, but we also have a couple of lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice that deal with issues of religious liberty and the military. And you're correct. These youth groups can meet. They can have the same rights as they would in private life. Let me get you in touch with our lawyers. Also encourage you to get your daughter to go to our website at ACLJ.org.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
VFN Dream Center. You think about it. There was a day that God gave Joseph a dream, and he began to share it, and of course, et cetera, abuse and things that were going on. But understand this. There came a day when suddenly he began to speak and the dream came to pass. And I just want to encourage you right now. I want to welcome you to the dream. I want to welcome you to the VFN Dream Center because the Lord is setting up cities. He's setting up hubs, apostolic hubs. He's setting up church is not going to even be recognized in the future where we're going because we're about to be the church of the Bible under the God of the Bible, under the direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you want to be a part of what God is doing in the earth to rise up, to bless what presently is, but let go of that to be able to move into what God is going to do, to dive into what God and be a part of it, maybe the VFN Dream Center is for you. Maybe the VFN Dream Center for you. You can find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. You can join us on the Emerald Coast if you're local, or you can join us online and be one of our virtual members that join us on VFN TV by going to vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or approximately, live on VFN Radio. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org.
Listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Just want to wish every one of you a Merry Christmas. If you have not yet gone to VFNTV.com and got our free gift to you, or just an offering of whatever you choose, there is a gift for you there. And it's a gift because it's an offer, make an offer, but it's restoring the purity in giving. If you listen to that now and apply the wisdom now, you're going to have this great Christmas. It's going to be just wonderful.
And a happy new year.
And regret. And a happy next 5 years. That's right. It's like 60 months to pay this thing off. And, you know, how do you take this thing back? And, you know, crazy. I was all caught up, you know, I was just, you know, it's, you know, and we talked about it yesterday, Black Friday. I mean, of all the things, and the reason why they say that is they supposedly enter into the black. I mean, if our poorest person is richer than 80 or 75% of the world, you know, our retail stores are very wealthy. Mm-hmm. They're in the top 1%.
And if you had to wait 11 months to be in the black, come on, what are you living on?
I know that's right. I know that's right. So here we are. I want to be able to talk about the things that are taking place, but we want to kind of lay a groundwork for that. But I'm so glad that we have Christmas music to remind us of the season. Remember, as we always say, yes. Jesus is the reason for the season.
That's right.
And think about this. Imagine you're in the perspective of where the Jews were in Germany. And obviously, it's Hanukkah going on and different things. But imagine it's a Christian perspective that this is going to be your last Christmas that you're going to have before this great turmoil happens, this battle over you, it ensues in the world. And you can either look at it now and understand that if we begin to focus on the reality of what Christmas is about, then understand that maybe it won't be the reality of Germany. Maybe it won't be like that. Because Christmas, it's Christ must. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Christ must. Somebody says, you know, don't say Merry Christmas. It's like, it's his birthday.
Yeah.
It's the birthday. Well, you know, we celebrate that December 25th as the day that we remember the day that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born.
Mm-hmm.
The day that Jesus took on the form of man and God. He was all man and God. Mm-hmm. It was a day that God said, here, I'm going to give my son for you. In the next 33 years, I'm going to walk out. He's going to walk out who I am to you. And he's going to be born. And brother, let me tell you something. You tell time by him. So you can't say this doesn't exist. You know, you're just held captive by darkness. Lucifer's got you when you're trying to remove Christ. It's like trying to remove you from your birthday.
Right.
Anyway, so when you think about this, that God gave us a gift on Christmas. The gift is his son. And so we give gifts to each other in remembrance of this gift that he gave us, his son. It's not to feed your lust. You're actually supposed to repent from the sin. It's actually to remember what he did for us. And you think about it, because we turned it into shopping and all these other things, you know, stuff for us and, you know, whatever, retail, Black Fridays and stuff, and now Cyber Weeks, that that now it's become about something other than Jesus, to the point where they're wanting to take him out of his own birthday. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine 10 years down the road, they're going like, why do we even have, what's this? Well, there was this ancient practice by this country that used to be, this land used to be called America, mm-hmm. but now it's called Amero.
Yeah.
Canario, Mexican, America, something like that.
A little shout out to,
I was going from the north to the south.
A mayor in New Jersey, they wanted to put up the Christmas tree, and they wanted to rename it the Holiday Tree. And he said, not while I'm mayor. He said, it's going to be a Christmas tree.
And then when you spell Christmas during this season, spell capital C-H-R-I-S-T, and then put the must.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, you can even start spelling must, M-U-S-T, instead of M, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
M-A-S.
Yeah.
And it's like, because you must, this is what he says, you know, you must follow me. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me.
Right.
And so when you think about a Christmas tree, the Christmas tree is not so you can show off all your ornaments that you won't let nobody touch. Chimney crickets. It's not an idle thing, right? Don't touch it. You're going to break that. It's like, what happened to the spirit of Christmas here? Let's just thread popcorn. Anyway, so the tree, think about it. Cursed is he who hangs on the tree. So at the very same time, and this is what I'm saying with my heart, how I see it, that obviously it's a gift of Jesus, is mm-hmm. the gift of salvation given to us, the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. But then a tree, he says, cursed is every man who hangs on the tree. So the very fact that you have a tree in your house, is you're saying this child that was a gift, that was born to die on this tree.
Mm-hmm.
Was born to die on this tree.
Right.
So you bring that, you put the gift on the tree. You put Jesus on the cross, gift on the tree. I don't know, how in the world could you take him out of this? And then he said, and this is what he says, the word of God said, Isaiah said in Isaiah chapter 60, he says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is over you, and the light of the Lord is in you. And understand that kings will come to your light, come to your glory. Well, that's what happened when he was born. These king, the Magi, it's not a play, folks. It's a real thing. The kings came with their gold and their treasure and their frankincense and myrrh, and they laid it before Jesus. And because the star, the light, he's the light of the world. He came as the light of the world. And for those that receive him as their Lord and Savior, that same light enters inside of us. And so what happens then? You put lights. You know, one time they had candles on a tree, which I can imagine. Today they're talking about bad extension cords. What about a bad candle?
Hello.
Isn't that amazing? Real. Anyway.
Don't go to sleep.
Yeah, right. And so, but you put lights on your tree. You put just lights on your tree. And so what is that? That's the light, Jesus Christ, on the tree. The gift is Jesus Christ. That tree is not about you. That's about him loving you.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, hey, this is me giving for you. If you receive me, then the gift you get is me. You get salvation. You get eternal life. You get forgiveness of sins. Somebody says, do I get a PlayStation 2 with that as well? It's like, come on. What have we done?
Wow.
Do you understand hell is for real? It took that kind of sacrifice. And he was born to die. The day that he was born, think about it. He was God enough. He was human enough and humble enough. Jesus was a babe enough that he was dependent on Mary holding him and nursing him at her breast, but yet God enough to produce the milk that came from her to be able to nourish him, to be able to live out a life of 33 years so that he could die for you and die for me. Christmas is about this. And you think about it, and I love the fact that now that it's gone to color, different color lights, because he came to save the nations, the ethnos, we're all different colors. And it's a way to look at it. And so when you're thinking about Christmas, you know, put Christ back in the must again understanding that if you take Jesus out of Christmas, you have no forgiveness of sins. Mm. If you don't have Jesus, it's bound for eternal damnation and darkness under Lucifer's power and darkness forever. I mean, what a wonderful gift that we have this Christmas. So I want to encourage you, as we're beginning this season, this journey, and you haven't even started singing the 12 Days of Christmas yet, and
wow,
all these different things, to begin to think about what this season is about. Begin to think about, you know what? I am not going to make it about me. Mm. I'm not going to be get everybody all stressed out because I want everybody to come over to my house, and I want them to have my food, and I want to do things my way and my traditions. I'm going to lay down my life. I'm going to pick up my cross, my tree. I'm going to lay down my life on it, pick up my cross, and I'm going to follow Jesus, the light of the world, and ever how he wants the season to turn out. But I'm going to be a witness of that light, not only in this season, but in the seasons to come. Because Jesus has sent us out into the world to go tell people who are in darkness that Jesus came as the light of the world to be able to free them. This is the perfect time to witness mm-hmm. about Jesus Christ
yeah.
and understand to free them from the power of darkness, the power of Lucifer, to the by willingly picking up the cross and following Jesus, the power of God. So I just want to encourage you this Christmas to keep, like the mayor of in the city of New Jersey, that keep Christmas, keep Christ in Christmas. Think about what you're doing. It is so, so very, very important. This could be our last Christmas if we don't wake up.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions, we're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.
Restoring the purity in giving. Giving without regret. Imagine having a wonderful time of being able to celebrate others and to be able to get them gifts and go through a gift-giving season and it to be all said and done and all you have is good memories. No regret, no debt, no 5 years to pay it off. Listen, we have to get a right perspective of giving again. We have to understand it's supposed to be a good experience. We have to restore the purity in giving. Today, a special offer available this week to you at VFNTV.com. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on special offer, an offer of any amount, and it could be yours. I encourage you, get it now, listen to it, so that you can truly restore the purity in giving, and you'll be giving without regret this Christmas season.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and to our Christian Television Network audience. Joining me is for the program is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
Hey, how are you doing? Doing
good? Wonderfully well.
Wonderfully well.
Wow, did you
see
that?
Right? I did. I saw it.
Wow.
I saw it, man. I saw it.
Enunciating every word.
I know.
That's good.
Everyone.
Everyone. John, what's up?
Hello, hello.
Well, here we are, man. It is a wonderful time. We get to talk about the realities that are going on. If you missed our earlier program today, you've got to catch it. You know, talking about, you know, Jesus has sent us out and that, you know, what is Christmas about? You got to catch it. You need to be in tune with the reason for the season. No and doubt. Talking about, you know, what would it have been like if it was the last Hanukkah for the Jews in Germany. Imagine yourself being in a Germany, and what would it be like to have, be your last Christmas? And the truth is, you never know how much time you have left. Mm-mm. And eventually you have a last one.
Yeah.
Eventually you have a last one. Mm-hmm. And it, it seems to always catch people by surprise. Anyway, welcome to America. Really? Life ends here? It's like, yes, it, it does. And I always had all this big, huge plans and stuff. Well, the gospel that's been preached for quite some time, you're going to enter into streets of gold and right. no more tears, and I hope, and healing trees for healing for the nations, right?
That's right. Right, uh-huh. right. That's right.
Well, we want to talk about some the news and the events that are going on right now. We talked about, if you missed yesterday's program, about the founder and CEO of Amazon wanting to use drones to deliver his packages. You got to catch that. Mm-hmm. We did an earlier segment. You can find it on the VFN Torch, and I'm sure it's a related article to yesterday's conversation about the drones. Is FAA made a statement already that there would be like 65,000 or something drones in the air, some big, huge number in mm-hmm. the airwaves. Mm-hmm. And 2015 is when they're going to come out with the new laws.
Wow.
So you're going to have the whole air is going to be filled with prophecy. I mean, filled with what looks like locusts, but they're like electronic locusts. Wow. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Which one is the Al Qaeda drone and which one is the Amazon deliver the me book, my right. book?
Right.
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 And so I think about it. Isn't it amazing? You imagine, he's like, what? You have to go around like an armor thing on, right? Or it's like, are they delivering me something, or are they just spying on me? This thing landing in my backyard.
Yeah. Crazy.
Man shoots drone. I can exactly. see it right now. It takes drone down, costs company $20,000 for the delivery system. But you think it's going to replace human beings. The guy and the lady that delivers your packages, sure. it will replace them. Do we really want to do that? And but they would probably, I mean, he was talking about the technologies kind of, you know, way in advance, at least 2015, because that's when the FAA is going to come out with the laws. But you got to hear this other segment, and hopefully it'll be related to the article of yesterday about drones, Amazon delivering their products with drones, because they want to deliver food. Mm-hmm. They want to be able to deliver food. They've been delivering food in Washington State, and they're trying to work it out. And the problem is, how do you make money on food?
Right.
And they hadn't yet figured that out. And finally, they've got it the same day. You order your groceries, same day, it gets delivered milk and everything. Mm-hmm. And they just, I believe, entered into L.A.
Like, I can tell you that I don't see that working well in New Jersey or New York. I just don't see one of those drones landing in the Bronx.
By truck.
Okay.
Not drone.
Oh, this is trucks now?
Yeah.
Yeah, they deliver trucks.
Amazon Fresh.
Really?
Amazon Fresh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like green, fresh truck. You show up an insulated bag with your groceries in it.
Yeah.
And they deliver the stuff. And it's obviously compacted cities versus, you know, it's like, I'll be out there in about another 3 hours with your milk. No, go ahead and keep it. We got a cow out here. We'll get some milk from it.
Yeah.
But that's a serious thing, because you think about prophecy. They said it looks like locusts.
Mm.
And when you see a drone in the air, or five drones in the air, 20 drones in the air, 65, I forget the number. Maybe somebody can pull it up on the torch. We can give you the exact number what FAA is saying. FAA expected this sometime back. And this is when we're talking about, you know, last year sometime.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're planning for it. They showed it that time. We showed, I think, a couple of videos of people building them in their garages. And now they're building them in these big, it's like, oh, my goodness. Cameras and there's going to be a lot of border patrol done by drones. There's going to be reportedly law enforcement is going to be done by drones. I mean, why have a helicopter? Why not just have a little small drone chasing the suspect around?
Mm.
And it's like, oh my goodness.
Wow.
He just you know, chases GPS down on his phone that he refuses to let go of because he'll have separation anxiety. So he'll hang on to that phone, not realize the drone is chasing that phone.
Yeah, no doubt.
Wow.
Is that wild?
That's insane.
What are we coming to? This is way beyond our brains. You know what I'm saying? This is like way beyond.
Way. At least mine, anyway.
We thought that was an airplane model and realized, no, that's a drone, son.
You start thinking differently now when you start hearing this. Oh, my goodness. You think about it. You know, is that the, because the federal government has them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
Well, we talked about in a segment called Drones, 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 where they fly 25,000 feet in the air, and they're able to take pictures with 8,000 resolution from that height.
Is the FAA article on the FAA on there is related as well? Yeah, but think about it. I mean, we can't see a mile up the street. We can't see a mile up the street. But with these drones, I mean, that's where these big planes, spy planes and all that's where they are, way up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was up there jumping out of a plane, everything looked very, very small. You would not have... Could you see me up there when I was in the plane?
The plane?
Yeah.
Barely. Barely see it.
Think about a drone
now. Before we saw you
falling. I saw the hammer hitting your hand and you were holding it.
Yeah, right. Like, my fingers.
Just prying you off.
Yeah, right. Oh, my goodness. Imagine Duck Dynasty, one of those bearded dudes strapped to your back trying to push you out the door.
Anybody
imagine
but Sai.
It would have been like Sai.
Hey. And hey,
yeah,
that thing. Hey,
with his teacup.
Yeah, I'm in ministry. It's about the same. It's about the same. It's like jumping like a 747. Let's just do this thing. You gotta trust God.
Let's do it.
Gotta trust God.
What are we living for?
But yeah, I mean, you couldn't even see me at 14,000 feet, and I'm a large target. I'm a very large target, even though I was wearing camouflage, I think, camis or something like that. And
another guy strapped to you.
Yeah, and the guy strapped to me with all his flapping curly hair and his bare feet. Anyway, so. So a drone is, you know, at least the size of me or maybe half the size of me since I'm such a large target. But there's just no way to, this is, and you imagine it's so then it can all be computerized. And so they'll be flying, you know, 10 feet above each other all over the place. They're flying, they're hovering type flying. So they're not like forcefully going forward. So they can just stop. And just hover there and then go forward or whatever.
And hit record and...
Yeah, hit record and all that.
Or the
trigger. By the way, I mean, this is, you know, those who are Christians, we've always been before the eyes.
That's
the eyes
right.
of the Lord, there's always been drones, God's drones that he sent out. The will within the will, the eyes are watching everything that goes on. And we need to practice that now because... That's our reality. Everything is laid bare and open before the Lord. And everyone is sin, and everybody's fallen short of the glory of God. And it takes the power of God to be able to walk out of a place of obedience in God. But I want to encourage you, begin to practice that now. Don't wait till a drone's flying outside your window going, is that Amazon or is that the police? I mean, is that Al-Qaeda is that a kid up the street? Well, when they were doing the segment I saw was on 60 Minutes with doing the interview with Amazon, was that they have such a strict law right now, they could not even fly their sample drone outside. They had to fly it inside the office to show it.
Really?
Yeah, because there's such a clampdown. I mean, think about it. Mm. Who needs a missile anymore? All you need is a drone. This is what they used to worry about was a dirty bomb, somebody bringing a suitcase in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, forget about that. What about a drone? Carrying and dropping exactly where it is. Imagine the whole city running because they see a little kid's airplane in the air or helicopter thing in the air, or is it?
And you can't shoot it because it'll come down. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't think about
that. You can't shoot it.
Yeah, right. No, don't shoot it down. Did you actually turn it like cool in here or did you just kind of like heat? I'm on fire today. I don't know what it is. I'm like hot.
It was a turkey.
Extra spice, cayenne.
Extra K-on. K-on.
K-on.
Cajun spice.
K-on. What's K-on?
Cayenne pepper.
I've been poisoned. I've been a drone in my turkey. The K-on. That's a keeper.
That's a good one.
That's a keeper. That's
a K-on. Recipe.
K-on.
What's the word?
K-on. Cajun sauce. K-on.
It's a combination.
I just mixed it together. You know, okay.
Cayenne and Cajun. That's
my own ingredient.
I see.
K-on. But think about it. I mean, that's a whole new thing. You think about these drones. So I want to encourage you to just practice living your life out loud, thinking out loud, learning out loud, realizing and letting everybody know, you know, that you love Jesus and you need Jesus. And the reason why you are a Christian, you needed forgiveness. You know, Christians aren't perfect. They're forgiven. And in the context of that, then other people will want this Jesus that you're demonstrating. But it's all, everything, it's going to be laid out there. I mean, this is a definite future. And this is just another methodology that Hitler would have used this if he could have. You know, all he had was a tattooing and pencil for records and stuff. Mm. But today, a quill, actually a pen, and but the oh boy, I have pens. The that's how recently it was.
Oh, yeah.
And now they'll have the ability to track every purchase, every sale, every, you know, where you're at, facial recognition. But the good thing about me is that my weight varies so much. They won't even, the thing like, this could be him, but his face is differently shaped now than it was before. You know, it's the turkey. It's the turkey.
Yeah.
The,
can you imagine a society with that the facial recognition, they sell these, I saw them in the store, these, I guess they had them for a while because it's wintertime, but those ski masks that cover just your eyeballs, just your eyes. They have a whole society
just
wearing
just cover the eyes?
Well, No, I'm sorry. There's an opening just for the eyes. Okay. Are you trying to get back with the K-On? Is that
just trying to help you.
All right.
K-On-isms.
It's K-On-isms. Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole opening just for the eyes that your whole face is completely covered. And you think, my
goodness.
Oh,
the whole face?
Yeah, except for you know, your ability to see.
Oh, a mask.
A mask, yeah. Ski mask, you know.
A mask, whatever. We call those masks.
A mask, okay, whatever.
Yeah, ski mask, something like that.
The point here that I'm trying to make.
Is there a point?
Is there a point?
Ready?
Too much K-On.
All that surveillance and facial recognition. You have a whole society walking around with all these masks. It's like,
well, they have a law now. They have a law right now that you cannot wear masks in certain areas.
Really?
Like when I was going, I had a mask on the other day. I was walking in the bank. I had a mask on.
Someone politely escorted you.
Nobody greeted me. Like, no, I'm messing with you. They have a law that says you can't walk into a bank with a mask on.
Yeah. I think it's a good law.
Do you? Well, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, hey, I think it's, you should never have a mask on. They're going to think it's a great law.
Yeah.
You know what that means in the North? It means your nose is going to freeze, your ears are going to fall off, and your lips are going to be split in 15 locations because you're not going to, the cold wind's going to be hitting you, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's different. I mean, obviously, down south, they don't worry too much about, you know, if somebody's wearing a mask down south,
you're in trouble.
Something is up. Something is up. But yeah, so facial, you know, recognition, and it's getting to that point where you're looking at prophecies being fulfilled, where it's going to be, and it's based on economy. It's always based on the money. You know, show where the money's going. Follow the money. You're going to follow what's the motives, what's going on. And this is all about economy. This is a way to have a one world economy. And the current wave of Alinskyisms in the world right now is to organize the world. Workers of the world, unite. And all of a sudden, this one world economy. And how would you handle that? How would you handle these remote areas of India, these remote areas of China? How would you handle these remote areas of whatever? You would handle it by drones. I mean, people would panic when an American plane would fly over. Now people are going to panic when the little kid's drone flies over. You know, is this the American, or is this the Iranian delivery device or whatever? I mean, it is amazing. Begin to live our life out loud and realize that this is what we're supposed to do anyway. And it is what it is, right? We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Don't be deceived. Disciples make disciples. David Platt and Francis Chan tell us in the Multiply Movement. Listen up.
I think we dilute what it means to be a disciple from the beginning. We want to give people an assurance. All right, you're saved. You said it. You raised your hand. All right, you're saved. Without really letting some time be there, not where they have to prove their salvation or earn their salvation, but letting some time be there to see, yeah, has there been a heart change? Like, is the Spirit of God in this person? I don't want to tell somebody, and as a pastor or just as a brother or sister. I mean, I love a person enough to say, hey, we'll wait and see. George Whitefield, preacher, Great Awakenings, thousands and thousands of people at a time. He'd be asked after he preached to thousands of people, how many people were saved? And he said, we'll see 6 months or a year from now. And I mean, that's so different from today. We're like, oh, we had this many or this. But, and he's not saying, well, they got to earn their salvation in the next 6 months. It's, and let's wait and see. And as people have a heart change, then I think they'll genuinely, when they read the commands in Scripture, they'll say, I want to obey these. How do I obey these? And there'll be a desire there as opposed to what we often find ourselves doing. And that's saying, well, do this, do this, do this. And people walk away like the rich young ruler that you talked about earlier. Okay, I feel bad. I mean, I'm not going to do that. And there's just not been a fundamental heart change that then leads to life change and new purpose, new mind, new dreams, new passions that really feeds into a desire to make the gospel known.
I mean, it's like the multiply, it's a multiplymovement.com with Francis Chan and David Platt. This is so important. He said, go make disciples. If you don't have anybody in your life at this very moment that can disciple you, find somebody who will. Maybe vinefellowshipnetwork.org is for you. Or go to multiplymovement.com. He's called us to be disciples.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. Just want to wish you a blessed and prosperous Christmas season as we keep focused on the reason for the season is Jesus. Yeah. And if you missed it, we were just talking about the drones and continuing that conversation. And there's drones the size of
flies. I mean, we have a picture of it. In fact, we'll make sure it's relayed on the torch. That there's a drone the size of a fly that fits on your thumb.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you think it's a drone, dude. It's a drone. Wow.
If you swat it, like you just swat out the CIA's intelligence here.
I was $200,000 piece of equipment there.
Really?
At least.
Smack. Well, and it's like, here we are. Yeah. It's like in our day, it's happening.
Here it is.
Yeah. They said that you have as much computing power in your mobile phone today as they had in the entire space center when they launched the rockets.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me, yeah.
Yeah. And we're running it. They had all those people. We could run it by just touching our screen. Anyway, so I want to talk about the journey of Paul. We talked about, if you have not yet heard, Organizers of the Night versus Organizer of the Day, you need to hear that series. One part in that series is about Saul, why are you organizing me? And it's a powerful reality is when you finally let go and you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you're no longer organizing. God's organizing. This will free you up, by the way, because a lot of people's problems come from is they say that they want Jesus to be the Lord of their life, but they stay the Lord of their life. Mm-hmm. They organize their life and they just say, hey, Jesus is the Lord of my life. It's called lip service versus like, if he is the Lord of my life, then he's the organizer of my life. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's directing my, the reason why I spend time with him every day and throughout the day is because he's given me peace about the direction I'm going or convicted me about the direction I'm going. I need to change what I mean, he's leading me. Mm-hmm. And for his name's sake, not our name's sake. Hmm. But, you know, you think about today, you're looking at all the things taking place in Turkey, which is where the Ottoman Empire was. And they're talking about the rise of the Ottoman Empire trying to happen again. But we sent Iron Curtain missile protection there to the former Ottoman Empire. Reportedly, the generals of the military there have been, the ones who were for the constitution of Turkey have been arrested. You know, reports are they've been arrested and new generals have been put in place because in the past, every time there'd be this rise of radical Islam and caliphate mindsets would rise up, then the generals would come and defend the constitution. Wouldn't that be cool if we had people in America that defended the nation from enemies, foreign and domestic, against that, the that, Constitution.
That would be nice.
This is how they remedied that. This is how they remedied that. They actually took the leaders of the ones who are called to defend the Constitution of Turkey, reportedly, and locked them into confinement, and they put new leaders in these places. And so now we're looking at, okay, we sent missile protection to them, and Iron Curtain means that you can't bomb them, but they can bomb you. That's what Israel has, is the Iron Curtain, which is a missile defense system. They've changed out the leaders that normally comes against them when they try to undo the Constitution to go to a caliphate, which is Islam. The Quran is the law in the context of that. That's what caliphate means. You can listen to Muslim Brotherhood 101 and different things of that nature. And
Quran
also
the Bible.
The Quran versus the Bible to understand that. But this is like radical Islam, you know, the Brotherhood. And we've empowered them in the context of that. But you think about Turkey, and you think, why the Ottoman Empire and all these things that have happened? If you look what was going on at the time the church was birthed, and the time that that you read about of the disciples, and you read about Paul's journey, is one thing you got to will help you out is to look what was going on in the world at the very same time. It was real bad. It was real bad what was going on. Mm-hmm. But they were uninvolved with that. They were just, it was irrelevant in the context. They were not caught up in that. And America today, and I don't know if we talked, did we talk about the shoestring? We talked about the shoestring analogy where they're
the knots.
Yeah, the knots.
Yeah.
Yeah, the flag is so wrapped around the cross in America, you can't tell the two apart. Mm. And that's not a realistic picture of the kingdom of God. God's not tied himself to America. Right. America's dependent on God. Mm-hmm. It's not the other way around. And so when you look at Turkey, and you look at the when you read the Revelation of Christ, the book of Revelation, there's seven churches that are spoken of in the book of Revelation that a prophetic letter, a now letter, and a future letter was written, talking about the church of that day, and also how the church will be in the future. And it's giving different attributes of us that we may need to deal with parts in our life. And by the way, the letters are written to the church, not to the world, which changes a lot of doctrine, the context of that. But those churches are, if you remember them, the church of Ephesus and Laodicea and Philadelphia and Sardis and Thyatira and Pergamon. Guess where those churches are located at? All those churches are located in Turkey.
Hmm. Wow.
They're located in Turkey. When we think about Paul's journey, Paul was called to the Gentiles. He wasn't called to the Jews, even though he tried, you know, to go to the Jews. And the Lord says, I'm going to send you to the Jews, to your people, and to the Gentiles, and I'll rescue you from them both. It's like, you're going to send me to help folks that are going to try to kill me, and you're going to have to rescue me? Wow. Welcome to ministry. And so when you look at Turkey is on the northern border of Syria. Syria is on the northern border of Israel. And so you look at Damascus. Remember, Paul was going to go to Damascus to mm-hmm. persecute the Saul was going to go persecute the Christians in Damascus, and that's where he met Jesus. He met the light, and he allowed the Lord to begin to organize him because he was trying to organize things at that time. But then once he was called, even though he went for a moment back into Jerusalem, even though he was in Damascus till he got his sight back and he was raised up in the Lord, he went to the Gentiles, and that's Turkey. You're looking at Turkey today. And even part of Antioch, when Christians were first called Christians, mm-hmm. right, in Antioch, mm-hmm. that today's Turkish borders swept down inside of Syria and brought that into their territory. Wow. It's just like, isn't that amazing that everything Lucifer does, he wants to try to snuff out any memory of what God has done. And so he'll come in there and take over holy sites. He'll come in there and take over the first place Christians were going to have the Ottoman Empire right on top of the seven churches, you know, and right on top of Antioch. And I was like, my goodness, right on top of the Temple Mount.
Yeah.
It's amazing, yeah. You know. Here's a real good sign that you're walking with the Lord when the enemy wants to be where you are. When they want what you got.
That's right.
Because if the enemy's got you, they don't want what you got. But if they want what you got, then what's in them, the darkness is in them, is wanting to put a cap on that. Mm. You know, the Temple Mount, that's a cap. You know, yeah. Can we cover that up? We'll just swing down the Ottoman Empire, which was, you know, Islamic culture, and which is really dominant. But you understand that Islam was birthed. You know, Muhammad came a little bit later on. They're saying, by the way, the big battle of the Dome of the Rock was that Muhammad was riding a horse, and the horse touched down a little bit right there in the Temple Mount when he was riding a horse. Really? Something, yeah, something in nature. So they wanted to be able to create a doctrine for that.
Well, they try to block up the Eastern Gate as if those bricks are going to stop.
Yeah.
The Lord from coming back.
Well, and then, you know, his wife at the time, one of his wives at the time said that, I don't know what he's talking about going somewhere because he was here all night. You know what I'm saying? And so I can't think of her name right now, but one of his wife's name was Khadija. And really? No, one of the prophet's name was Khadija. And, but that's a different particular name. But these days, understand that when you're thinking about Turkey, begin to pray for the Christians in Turkey. Those are some of the oldest Christians in the world. They're the lineage of it. We need to pray protection over them. They're good people there in Turkey. We need to pray that God would protect them.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.